Hey, it is Brian and Tricia, and we are here with Jackie Zeichen, master taster at Old Forester. And that is really not enough of a description to describe what you do. You are uniquely qualified to be kind of a brand ambassador, a representative, a chemist, a mad scientist.
I mean, all the things, you know.
Yeah. I mean, most people are not qualified to do what you do because you're uniquely qualified. Can you explain that?
Sure. So I studied chemistry and biology in college. I bartended my way through to pay for that. I was in St. Louis, Missouri at the time. That's where I'm from originally. But I relocated here. And I just kind of raised myself up through the bar side of things. I originally intended to go to medical school, but after spending some time working at the hospital, I decided this doesn't really resonate with me. I'm going to stick to the booze. I don't know. Like, that sounds so bad.
Well, it's a form
it's
of medicine.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So, so I worked my way up to a beverage director position and then would pick up, you know, brand little side gigs here and there and grew a name for myself. And then Old Forester needed someone that knew the bar side but also knew the science side. And ta-da, here I am.
And this is a lot of it. It's not, it's like regular cooking, you know.
Yeah.
It's the presentation. It's the ingredients. It's how it's all mixed. It's the sight, the smell, the taste. There's a lot more to it than just pouring something in a glass.
Absolutely. Achieving balance, and whether that's in a cocktail that you've made, in a cocktail that comes in a bottle like the Julep does that we're talking today, or just batches of whiskey. So some of my favorite projects to work on with Old Forester, you know, their 150th anniversary product, I batched that in my kitchen. That's not the liquid that made it to the bottle, but that's the liquid I worked with in a bucket. And I was cracking up. I was like, people are going to spend hundreds of dollars a bottle on this, and here I am with a Home Depot bucket in my kitchen sink, like putting it together. This is crazy.
Again, but the mad scientist portion of what we do here.
We all have a method, you know.
Well, tell us about the Old Forester Mint Julep, and this is a cocktail all in one.
Correct. You just pour it over ice, crushed ice, pebble ice, you know, the rabbit
the
turd ice.
Is
you
the
mean
good,
that
ice.
Good ice.
The good ice. Hashtag good ice. That's right. But this is the official Julep of Derby. So if you find yourself at Churchill Downs this week, or honestly any time of the year, this is the Julep that they serve. It is the Old Forester Mint Julep. And if you're celebrating at home, go to your local retailer. You can find it all over Kentucky. You can find this. And it's easy. You don't have to muddle. You don't have to make the mess. You just pour it.
So you actually brought fresh mint to go in this. What was the preparation you did with your hands before you put it in the drink? Because what you did, you didn't just take it and shove it in the drink. What,
correct.
What is it you actually did? What's that called?
So it's called slapping of the mint.
Okay.
Is that technical?
Whatever? No, I don't know. We can call it whatever you want. But let's do a little experiment here, right? So I did not slap that piece of mint. So give that mint, just smell it. It smells kind of like mint, right?
A little
like
bit,
it's minty.
Yeah.
But if you smack it on the back of your hand,
mine doesn't smack like yours. I'm not a professional.
That's okay. And then give it
the aromatic.
It opens it up
because you're breaking those little pods of mint oil that are in the pores of the leaves.
Now, I am literally 4 feet
you
from you.
You can smell it.
I can smell the mint.
Yeah.
So it's not just
minty fresh
tricks and all that. There's reasons for these things. When you see a bartender doing this, it's not just flair.
No.
Sure, it's neat to watch, but there's a reason behind it.
Yeah, you got to break it open. The whole point of that garnish, yes, it looks pretty. You know, it's got what I call the terrarium effect. If it looks like a frog lives in it, everyone's like, ooh, what's that? I want to drink that. Like, it's
That's
a
fantastic.
Thing. I don't know. But it's also there for aromatics.
All right, so what's something about the beverage industry that maybe people don't understand, or it's a misconception? What's
I
know there's acres of that to discuss.
I know. But I'm like, where do we pick? I don't know. I mean, I think specifically for my role, I can speak to that. That they're like, oh, you drink bourbon for a living? And it's like, no, I spit bourbon for a living. Like, I'm the only one in the room that's like not inebriated, you know, because you're there to represent a brand, and it's important to be responsible with it, or else the industry will, you know, shrivel up and die. So if you're out there, especially keep that in mind. Juleps, you know, it's just whiskey and sugar. Go easy on it. Make sure you pace yourself, get some water in between, and make sure you eat. There's so many awesome, like, Kentucky-esque foods to put in your Derby celebration, too. You know, spread it out. But it's a fun industry to be in, but it is not a party by any means. It's professional, not recreational for us at this point. So.
And you have to slap mint sometimes.
And yet, sometimes you got to slap mint.
Jackie Zeichen, master taster, mad scientist extraordinaire from Old Forester.
Aww.
Thank you for being here this morning.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
It's Brian and Tricia. It's the Kentucky Derby Festival's official AT&T morning line. We are at the Churchill Downs Kentucky Derby Museum. And thank you to our sponsors, Magnolia Bank, DerbyBags.com, and Clark Jewelers. And we are Quixie 98.3.